So dear faithful, it's a great pleasure, it's a great honor to be here in San Diego, this Spanish, former Spanish lands, especially also in the octave of the Most Sacred Jesus Feast, in which our Lord is offering to us His Most Sacred Heart, His treasures. And also on Saturday today, which also the Blessed Virgin Mary, she is the one who is going to teach us, he's having teaching us how to love our Lord. Remember that the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Lord took flesh from her and also his heart. His heart resembles to Mary as no other heart could be ever resembled. The Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is why that since the Blessed Virgin Mary is the mediator of all, mediatrix of all graces, she's appointed by God to teach us how to love, how to be meek and humble of heart, as our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be. This is why today, because the Church always offers those graces, especially, as these graces, our Lord offers those graces through the Church, especially concerning the love of God, to grow in the love of God today, in this moment. But I would like to speak a little bit about the context of the crisis, because it's impossible to fight a good fight if we don't know the enemy. If we don't study how the enemy is acting, and at the same time that we, as an army, we follow the leader, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Lord Jesus Christ. We obey them. We serve them. We do whatever they want us to do, but also in a good fight and in a fight also you have to know the enemy. Also. Yes, at the same time. It's why in the monastery we always try to read spiritual food on the saints, from the saints, from the magisterium, and at the same time we try to study the crisis of the Church. I want you to keep that balance also yourself, because people commit a mistake of saying, pray. Yes, it's good to pray, but if you don't watch upon the enemy, the wolves, the strategies of the enemy, the fat sheep is healthy spiritually, but that profit nothing that he's well fed in spiritual things is if it's not protected against the wolf. No? You have to protect also the sheep, our spiritual life. So the crisis in this moment is, I would say, worse than ever. No? And we see in an open manner diabolical working against our Lord everywhere, in every subject. Every matter, and that place the fight in the open, also in the public. You know, many people have been trying to fight in private, without own resources, trying to get whatever they can from the good priests and good masses, but this is not possible in this moment. Because it's a principle that when the faith, our Lord, the Catholic Church is threatened in public, the morals, we have to defend it and profess it in public also. That was the great importance of not getting the so-called vaccine, the shot, because that was very important for us to have a public standing, profession of faith and morals against those things. Those injections, but the same goes for the rest. So we're obliged to speak out with our family, relatives, and neighbors about what is going on, because in every field it's been our Lord being threatened, his kingdom, his leadership, his morals, his law. He's trying to be they're trying to overthrow whatever is left. So this is a golden principle we have not to forget. We have the obligation to to defend our Lord in public, to profess our faith in public, to profess the Ten Commandments in public. This is why we are in moments in which our Lord is going to grant grace as if we were about to be martyrs. Yes, those graces. In time of persecution, in time of dire battle, dangers for the soul, for our families, is when God gives these graces of martyrdom. Not necessarily bloody, with the blood, shedding the blood, but especially in the heart. This is why this the Apocalypse gives us the figure of the women being flown into the desert, wherein he will be taken care of by God, outside the reach of the dragon of the Apocalypse. That is the figure of going to the desert. Means the austerity of this world, not leaving the world, but leaving the things of this world, which prevent us of practicing our faith or professing our faith. Even those friendship ties, which also prevent us of fulfilling these duties of with God, our neighbor. So this imitation of the most sacred heart of Jesus of trying to be humble and meek and faithful to Him, in the service of Him, precisely requires that we go to the desert, to this moral martyrdom that we are suffering now. And even with our sacraments, you know very well, almost no sacraments available. So that we may be in the desert with Mary, with Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, preparing the triumph of our Lord. So our Lord, remember, He wants to glorify His mother, and for that purpose He wants to be sure that the triumph and the glory will be given to her and not to us. We are just instruments. This is what happened in the Old Testament. All the stories of the Old Testament, God in the great battles, God work in such a way that the thanksgiving, the glory will be given to God, not to men, to the army itself. We are all instruments. You see why this image of going to the desert to fight against the enemy is very important. You know, the desert of being in a penitential mood, in a fasting mood, in a prayerful mood, in silence, in mourning with our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary, the loss of souls, the apostasy everywhere. So this image of going to the desert is very important. Not physically, but at least spiritually, it's very important. Because it's the way God wants us to fight against the enemy. So I tell you, because many traditionalists are not able to fight the good fight because they don't see this aspect of the battle that we are facing with the dragon dominating everywhere because the permission of God to draw out of it a greater good. So the devil has the permission of God in this moment to govern everywhere. Of course, it's not government, but it's a tyranny, of course. But that means that if we are in a desert, means that we don't make agreements with them, we don't trust them, we try to look, especially with the virtue of hope and faith, to try to please God and to not to put ourselves in danger. In health, in education, and of course religion, but also what they are offering to us today is many dangers in many aspects. So we have to be extremely prudent more than ever, especially for the children. Believe me that the children are the most vulnerable, those who are suffering the most. And I really think that this flood of corruption and immorality aims to the children, mainly the children. we have seen children very early age are very corrupted already. It's very scary to see that, and nobody to stop that. And the schools, traditional Catholics still sending children to the schools, which is a lot of near occasion of sin against their souls and against their faith. So they don't see the reality that we are fighting against the devil itself and the army of the devil. So we cannot fight the same way we were fighting 10 years ago or 20 years ago. No, it's not the same fight. It's more severe, more austere, and it's why fasting and repairing Mary's heart and consoling her is in the midst of penitential life is very important, essential. I would say it's really essential, this aspect of the battle, because Our Lady always warned us to unite prayer and sacrifice. So there are many traditions who said that pray is not enough. It's that you have to unite prayer with sacrifice, because otherwise we are defeated, because we are so weak that we need to dominate ourselves. So if we are not able to overcome ourselves, we are not able to overcome the world and the enemies. So this is why the test for us to be a good soldiers, if we are going to be a good soldiers and prepare for martyrdom, the real test is to see if we are overcoming ourselves. If we are able to conquest our vices, our inclinations against evil. So if we are able to overcome ourselves, yeah, we will be ready to serve our Lord's army for whatever happens, whatever he needs from us. So it's why it's important to see this reality, because people is trusting in this moment this structure, which is Masonic and diabolical. So it's amazing how people is naive. How many people have been trusting in something good to happen before the conversion of before conversion? It's impossible. So, for grace to come on the nations on the individual level, we need first conversion. If we don't see conversion, for example, Russia convert no, individual families or nations, there is no grace going to go. It's not going to flow grace. And people that keep trusting this system of today, when they are in apostasy, they are far from God. They have a law, God's gospel, His will, His kingdom. It's amazing how people are so naive, and they want to make agreements with the world, with people in the world, with what the world offer, what the government is offering to us. They want to keep having something. And at the same time, serving God. It's not possible. It's a warning. I don't see people. Many traditional Catholics, they don't see this way the battle. It's very dangerous. Because the war is so severe that you have enemies on the front, and the back, and your right, your left, above and under. And your only hope is faith, hope, and charity in Our Lady and Our Lord. And for the rest, to also to help your neighbor to save their souls and to fight and to enlighten them. But more than that, we cannot do. The greatest part of the army went to the other army, the enemy's army. And people are still trusting in them. It's amazing. It's how much blindness. This is why it's very very important to fight with all our might, but under this context of the real situation, how is being handled in this moment. So not to relapse, not to concede the enemy something. even not to work with the things of the enemy in a regular basis, it's dangerous. Even people use the language of the enemy to describe things. Like Wikipedia, for example, this is the language of the enemy to describe things. We don't rely upon those things. So this is why we have to cling to tradition more than ever. We have to have more faith, more hope, more charity, more heroic virtues, practice them, and to be worried to be practicing them, otherwise we will not be able to make it. Because in so tremendous battle, God is going to give the grace, but we have to dispose ourselves to work for it, to desire it, and to place the means so that God is going to give us those graces that He's planning to give us, so that we will participate in the triumph of His kingdom, the Blessed Virgin Mary. But so it's why we have to do our part. It's very important, which is to get rid of sin. Whatever compromise with the enemy is sinful. And to pray more, and to perform heroic virtues in every aspect, and to especially also to help out more our brothers and sisters in the faith and in the neighbor, because it's what is a thermometer to see how Catholic we are, is how much we practice charity towards the others. This is why our Lord promised that if we practice the charity towards the others, we do it to Himself, and that pay off many sins, covers multitude of sins, this charity. So it's the moment, it's a glorious moment, but we have to lift up ourselves to that reality, to push ourselves with violence to that reality, in order to dispose ourselves to receive those graces. Otherwise, we will be taken by the tsunami of corruption, as is happening. I will tell you, most of the traditionalists are taken by the tsunami of lies and comfort and easy life and compromise. It's very easy to go the wide way, which doesn't bring us to heaven. It's why also more than ever we have to be very humble, but also very united, the remnant of faithful Catholics, to correct ourselves, to teach ourselves one to the other, to practice, to put the example, to practice the heroic virtues, and to return good for evil, so that people will know, their heart will not be cooled off from that charity that we need in order to overcome the enemy. So it's a lot of things to do. It's a severe battle, but it's very important to know where we're standing and what we have to do. So it's no time of peace, it's no time of easy life, it's no time of trying to relax or to take a rest. No, not those times. On the contrary, we have to do more violence and more austerity, more prayers, more fasting, more fraternal charity, more study, more violence to ourselves. May God help us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.